This is Tim Hamrich of the Ag Information Network with your Farm of the Future report. Tree-based agriculture systems are common on the coasts, but the Midwest is still dominated by row crops. CEO of Canopy Farm Management, Kevin Wolse, believes the potential is there as they've seen profits in the Midwest growing chestnuts and black currants. Next on the list of crops, he says, are to try hazelnut and elderberry.
The runner-ups are probably hazelnut and on the nut side and elderberry on the fruit side. Hazelnut has the potential to take over the Midwest and be this really incredible crop. But we are still honing some of the genetics. And we have a lot of trials going with the universities and at the Savannah Institute. We have the first ever clonal hazelnut production farm now at a Savannah demonstration farm in Illinois, trialing that, for kind of uniform machine harvesting. So we're getting close with hazelnuts. And once we crack that code, then yeah, all bets are off that they're going to go crazy. And on the elderberry side, I mean, elderberry is really valued for its nutraceutical properties. The problem is that right now we can't machine harvest it. Until we can crack that, it's going to remain kind of a smaller part of the portfolio.
Canopy Farm Management is committed to seeing agroforestry grow in the Midwest. This has been your Farm of the Future report, brought to you by the Ag Information Network. For more information, visit aginfo.net.